I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled welcomes you to the Players Club, sponsored by UCCU. Monday nights at 7, BYU quarterback Jaren Hall joins KSL for an insider look at the BYU football team. Join Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey in the Unrivaled Players Club on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. It is the Players Club. The crowd goes wild. Speaking of the crowd going wild, another 60-plus thousand at LaBelle Edwards Stadium on Saturday night. I was honestly sitting there thinking to myself, well, I don't know, those first two games, those were big opponents, bigger opponents. Who knows what's going to happen here? We might see some emptier parts of the stadium. No can do. The crowd has been on fire this year at LaBelle Edwards Stadium. Joining us right now on the Players Club, Jaren Hall, quarterback for BYU. Jaren, how you feeling this week, man?
Good, man. It was a good weekend. Great win for the team. It's fun to be there with the fans, man, to see all 60,000 plus. So, I mean, not much more you can ask for. I'm doing good.
Last week we asked you the same question. How are you feeling? I mean, you did media after the game, and we were like, I said, look, I go, Scott, dude, they don't let these guys do media after the game if they're not going to be playing the next week. Mm. He's going to be playing. And you even said, hey, I feel pretty good. What changed between Monday and Saturday? Was it just I'm progressing?
I'm still waiting for the wind to come back is all. You know, they got the wind knocked out of me. It just hasn't returned yet. So that's all it was. We'll see, man.
We saw that. We saw the not even close to a doppelganger version of you on the sideline that ESPN showed up on the screen, which I know must have hit your timeline about a million times as well. So there was this part of us there going, I think he's hidden somewhere. I mean, he must be under the stadium, must be tied up.
Well, he has a double.
He has a stunt double.
A better-looking double.
It's a good thing to have a double these days on the sideline.
Yeah, at what point during the week, do you know that you can't play? Are you trying to get back? What goes through that process?
It's just day by day. You know, you just evaluate every day with the trainers and doctors. You see what you're capable of doing on the field after warm-ups. So, I mean, it's tough. But, just day by day.
You say it's tough because I assume because you were probably just as upset about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because most guys, we were talking about this before, it's just nobody wants to go, you know, I'll take this week off. South Florida, no. We're favored by 23. Obviously, you know, you watch the game unfold the way it did. And by the end, I think there were a lot of fans going, oh, it's a little tight here. How would you evaluate Baylor Romney, though, in that fill-in role that he played this weekend? Obviously, scoring 28 points in the first half was a nice way to get started.
No, not surprised at all. Baylor went and balled out. I mean, that's what he always does. So he was lights out, threw the ball really well. He was in total control the whole game. And, you know, from first day of practice last week, we knew what to expect from him. He's looked good. So, I mean, just doing his thing. Super happy for him and super pumped for our team.
How much practice do you need each week? So, because everyone gets banged up. I mean, I think this injury thing is interesting. And you're trying to figure out, that's why I asked you a question. Because for me, when I played, it was like, okay, I feel terrible on Wednesday. But Thursday, I can stand up now.
Yeah,
and I get all that, but how much practice time do you need? Because some guys
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, as a quarterback, you definitely I think you need a little more than other positions, right? You got a lot more things going on, more responsibilities every play. I think more things to go through in the practice against a live look. So I mean, you definitely need at least a full day of a padded practice to go through full team sessions, if not more. And so for us, it's usually, by Thursday is our last practice before walkthroughs Friday. So I mean, like you said, Thursday at the latest. I've never been in that situation where I've practiced Thursday and then played, but I'd imagine that'd be the latest, you know. But for other positions, it could be different, right? Guys could, you know, receivers or whoever could probably sit out a whole week and get ready Friday, right. Saturday if they're healthy. But, yeah, definitely the quarterback position, man. You got to get as many reps as you can to stay fresh and keep the mind sharp.
Looking at this week, obviously, you know, this is one of those this is a game for you. Last time that you guys were up in Logan, you got that start and you had a heck of a go at it. You were going, I mean, speaking of putting up big numbers and lighting the place up, and then you get injured in that game against Utah State a couple of years ago. So what's the thought of going back to Utah State this week and your preparation for going to a Utah State team that's 3-1 this year, but has one of the best offenses in the entire country?
Yeah, I'm so freaking pumped. I know the team is today in practice, man. Monday is usually a day, you know, where you kind of come back, you watch the film from USF, just kind of get over the game, then move on. But today there's different sets of urgency. You know, with the shortened week, you know, you have one less day. We play Friday, but everyone's just so excited. I mean, it's such a fun place to play. It's been 2 years since we've been able to play there. You know, they have a great start to their season. They're a really good team, and so we're just looking forward to the matchup, the rivalry, you know, and just to play away, you know, to be at another team's stadium, to feel that energy that's there from their opposing team. It's just fun, man. We're excited.
Well, that's really interesting. So sometimes, you know, you don't want to do it, but you kind of, it's good to take a step back, you know, and you're injured. You're not in the game. You're watching it from the sidelines.
Yeah.
But it gives you a chance to see the game from a different, like, perspective.
Yeah.
So what did you see last week that after being in and playing on a consistent basis, you go, oh, yeah, that it kind of clicked in your head, and it'll help you moving forward?
Yeah, I just think the way you play the first snap of the game to the very end, it should all be the same. You know, I think fast start has been what we've been looking for all season, and we did that this week. And so being able to step back and to see how we did that, it kind of registered in my mind, okay, this is what I need to do next time I'm out on the field. This is how I need to approach it. So for me, it was that, and we did a great job. We got off fast and really didn't slow down the whole game.
Do you guys pay much attention to the ranking stuff? I mean, it's like a cliche question and a cliche answer. Usually, like, we don't pay attention to that stuff. But at the same time, like, I mean, the pressure's on you guys. You have to feel a little bit of that where you're like, look, two years in a row starting 4-0, but this time around feels different because you have those three Pac-12 wins. You beat a team that you had a hard time with a couple of years ago, and then you're going up to Utah State with all this swagger, with all this momentum. Yeah. And so do you look at those and say, yeah, we want to live up to that ranking, or do you go, I'm not even going to think about it?
Not a single bit at all. I think when we're in the walls of our facility and our practice field, it's about us. You know, it's about getting better every day. It's not about what the media say or you know, anybody outside of that building. So, and all that outside influence just goes out the window. We just go to work. And so, you know, that's not even on our minds, honestly.
Alex squinted his eyes. Like, he was like, yeah.
Well,
but
like,
it's true, though.
You don't believe me, huh?
I'm one of those selfish guys. I'm like, that's about me a little bit. Yeah. I mean,
I do believe you because you can't get distracted with things on the outside.
Easily.
You got to dial into what you
And it's happened in the past. You know, it's happened to us recently, right. You know, in the last couple of years. So, no, I think it's just a new team, very, very mature, and honestly, it's never even mentioned. So, full honesty, man. Yeah, we just look forward to the next game.
I never read the paper. I never watched any of that stuff.
Later, though, because there's a lot of writers.
Even when things were good.
Yeah, maybe Monday morning, you know, you get on social media, you might see it, be like, yeah, it's kind of cool, you know, or Sunday, whenever they
release it. Social media, we didn't have that back then.
Well, not just that. Not just that.
We didn't have cell phones.
Scott still hates people from the Detroit Free Press when he was playing for the Lions. He's like, oh, those are guys.
Tom Kowalski.
The newspapers that come out every Sunday, is that what that was?
He was like, I am not. He's like, these guys, they're people. Peter King from Sports Illustrated is like, you can't mention that name on the show. He starts going bonkers. So I mean, like, there's a part where you have to, like, kind of just balance the fact that you're going to get information anyway,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
you can't hide from it.
Yeah,
can't drink the poison though, man. Yep. That's it. You know, you see it, laugh at it, enjoy it, and then just get over it.
You said this rivalry week. What makes Utah State a big rivalry for BYU? Is it the boot?
No, it's the wagon wheel.
Oh, no, the wagon wheel, baby.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Got to hold on to the wagon wheel. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just, you know, historically always been the case. You know, they're up north and same state. I feel like all, you know, teams in the same state, over time you become a rivalry. And to us, that's what it is. You know, it's always a goal of ours to win all the rivalries every year. you know, with Utah, Utah State, Boise State, you know, those are games that we really, you know, get ready for and enjoy to play in. So it's always a goal to win those rivalries, and Utah State's right there, one of them. So we'll be ready to go and excited.
Well, the next couple of weeks, a couple of rivalries on the horizon here. We'll take our first break here. Jaren Hall on the Players Club right here on KSL News Radio. We're going to come back. We'll ask a little bit more about what to expect from a Utah State defense, what looks they're going to be getting, and I want to know more, a little bit more, about what Jaren's doing preparation-wise. Stay healthy. We're going to stay right here. More to go on KSL's Unrival and KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.